Hey, Kai, what's up?
Hey, Brent, how are you?
I'm doing great. Sounds like you've been one busy guy lately.
It's been crazy.
Well, really busy. You've got some of the craziest and wildest stories. Man, I'm telling you, I can't wait to hear some of the new ones. I remember when we first started working together, and prior to that, you'd done some experimenting online, and you had some, what you called, I think, activity.
I had a lot of activity. I had email buddies, and I had phone buddies, and I had people that I'd go out on a date with and be kind of like, you know, pursuing and trying to get them to go see me again or whatever, and, you know, definitely not getting the results that I wanted.
Yeah, well, we changed all that.
<That's>
I'm glad I was there to help out, man. I really enjoyed working with you and enjoyed continually working with you. You know, I just love some of those stories about how fast things happened for you and how you turned it from you reaching out all the time to women actually reaching out to your profile once we, you know, redid it and having women call you and, you know, meeting them near your place and being able to meet them in a short amount of time and, you know, and get to the physical stuff almost immediately. It's nuts.
Yeah, it was crazy. In fact, I remember the first few times it happened, I didn't believe what you were telling me, but I said, you know, I'll just do this as an experiment, and I'll use this as, like, a learning experience. There's no way it's going to work. And sure enough, it blew my mind. So, yeah, it was crazy.
It didn't only work one time, right?
No, over and over again.
Over and over and over again, yeah. Well, you know, that's, like, you know, one of the biggest stumbling blocks for guys is, you know, belief in the fact that it will work.
Yeah.
The stuff that I teach you, which is sort of backwards or counterintuitive, actually works. It has women, you know, doing about face. You know, even women who were saying, you know, hey, I'm on here looking for, you know, the last relationship I'll ever have.
Right.
And, you know, a day later, she's in your bedroom.
Yeah.
And all she's doing is calling you for sex.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, if you're like totally upfront about what it is that you want and you're totally, you know, you're totally coming from that mindset and that frame, the thing that's amazed me, number one, was that was possible, and number two, that women would say, oh man, I really appreciate, you know, how honest you are and I know exactly where I stand with you, and, you know, other guys, like, you know, they try to act like they want to be my boyfriend and, you know, they don't want that. And with you, I know exactly where I stand, and it's, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's something to just being truthful and cutting through all the crap, you know. A lot of guys don't want to be upfront. They tell women what they think they want to hear, right?
Exactly.
And then, of course, once you do that, the woman puts you into a particular category.
Exactly. You know, and I just want to be in the fun category, you know. I'm not going to be their best friend. I'm not the guy to talk to when they've had a bad day at work. But when they want to have fun, they want to have a good time, you know, give me a ring.
And isn't it amazing how they just want to know which one you are, the fun guy or the provider relationship guy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, I mean, would you have believed any of this, I mean, prior to us working together?
Well, actually, I don't know if you remember this, but, you know, during this whole phase where I had all these email and phone buddies, I'd hear from these women that they all had this guy in their life, their, you know, friends with benefits guy, their fun guy, you know. And I don't know if you remember this, but when I first came to you, I said, I want to be that guy.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Because they all had that guy, and I was like, and you could tell, they'd be laughing, oh, yeah, I can't be serious with him, or, you know, they would, but, you know, every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, they'd get together with him. And,
yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. And, you know, it's what was really, you know, to kind of like a big leap of faith was to stop being like the pursuer and stop being the guy who, you know, left 4 messages and, you know, always sent the extra email and, you know, kept chasing and chasing and chasing and just kind of saying, you know what, here's what I want. And if you're interested, great. If you're not, great. And the weird thing was, is the more indifferent I was to the results, the better the results were.
Yeah, and the more indifferent you are to hotter women, the more it works.
Yeah, that was the other part that, I don't know, that was like a big sticking point for me, is like when we were working together, I kind of, you know, kind of got the code down pretty quickly with, you know, with just anybody. And then, you know, when I was out with somebody who was like really super attractive, I'd kind of revert back to my old, oh, I want to try to make her like me, you know, that kind of an approach. And, you know, that was actually, you know, where I needed your help as much as any time, realizing that if you're with somebody who's super hot, you can't treat them any different.
Yeah, you have to treat them like the ones that aren't hot. You know, it sounds so simple when you say it, but for guys to actually do it, it is a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah, it took a few calls, you know, working with you, because I'd go out with like the best of intentions, and I, you know, would find myself after 15 minutes slipping back, and then getting on the phone with you, and you know, basically kind of retooling, and then you know, two or three iterations before I kind of, and it was all in my mind, like I intellectually or whatever, I had it figured out, but it took, you know, a few iterations before I could actually, live it.
And, you know, you did a lot of things that were uncomfortable for you, I remember. I mean, from step one to the final, I mean, you really, from, you know, getting a girl to meet you near your place for the first time, and then speaking to her for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, having one drink, and then saying, hey, I'm out of here. If you want to come, you can, and having her follow you to your place. I mean, you know.
I didn't think that would happen, quite honestly. And when it did, I was like, holy shit, is this really happening? And yeah, I remember I was like, okay, it happened once. All right, I just got lucky. And then it happened again, and then it happened again. And I was like, oh, my God, is it really this easy?
You know, I love your emails. Well, first of all, I mean, the fact that I asked you to talk to me tonight, and you're just so exhausted and so busy, you've got this great social life now, you're like, well, I can only do it for 10 or 15 minutes with you. You know, that's all I have tonight. But some of your stories were just so wild. I mean, I could go on and on and on from, you know, you telling me about the girl who was, you know, buying you jewelry and then giving your phone number to other women. I mean,
yeah.
Just like
they were
crazy
gonna, yeah,
stuff.
Giving and, my phone number, I would say, hey, when are you going to introduce me to your friends? And they would. It was crazy. And they'd come over and they would like cook me dinner and clean my place. And it was, you know, it's crazy.
Oh, welcome to my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Really incredible. And you know, the thing is that, you know, you're what, 42 now?
42, yeah.
Right, you're in the computer industry, and you're a supermodel, right?
Not exactly. You know, and really, that was like another thing when I started working with you. I was like, okay, is this going to work for, you know, for me? And what I realized was it was more, so much more the attitude and the approach and holding on to the power. And I think actually in some ways I kind of get the vibe from people, they'd be like, why the hell is this guy so sure of himself? Mm-hmm. And they kind of would pursue me because they wanted to figure out what it was.
Hmm. Yeah, it is so true. It's, you know, what I tell everybody I work with and is that, you know, it's the inside you have to work on first. That's the most important thing because it affects what you do on the outside and how you act and who you're being, and then you send out that energy, and then women respond to it. People respond to it. They want to be around you. They want to know what's up, especially if you're not, like, the kind of guy who looks like a player, you know. You're kind of an average guy just going about your way, and people are magnetized to you.
Yeah, I remember actually, you know, after we had been working online, I was getting some success. I remember I was out in a bar one time, and, you know, I just kind of, you know, used the approach that you told me, and it was, you know, I don't even remember what it was. It was, I remember it was like the attitude that was important, not what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And in like 10 minutes, I had this blonde go, she goes, wow, you're really charismatic.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I don't think I've ever remember somebody saying that to me in a bar before.
Well, look, most guys never hear that in their whole life. you know, you're really charismatic, especially from a hot-looking girl.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, I think that that was the girl who you spoke to for like 1 minute, then you ignored her, and then you started talking to other people, and you were having such a great time, and she was wondering, who the heck are you, and then asked you to leave with her.
Yeah, she wanted to go play pool, go to a pool hall, and then it turned out it was closed, so...
Isn't that the same night? Because this is all coming back to me now. Isn't that the same night that you actually had one of your regular girls that you met on the internet who comes over just for sex? There's no other discussion about anything, and you actually had her come over. Well, was that it?
Yeah, she came over, like, she made me dinner, we had sex, whatever. And then I went out, and I actually met another person who I had met on the internet out that night, another female who I wasn't doing anything with anymore. I was just kind of like hanging out with her, and that's where I met this other blonde. So it was crazy.
Amazing when you have a lot of confidence in what's going on. And isn't it kind of, you know, guys always say, you know, they know that I cut to the bottom line. I'm always, you know, the guy takes out the middleman. You know, I kind of have this thing where I want to write short subject lines.
Yeah.
And get girls to respond to my profile so I don't have to do any work at all. I mean, I could reach out and have great things for that too, but I love writing, you know, these subject lines. You know, I think that we talked about it before, the subject line that I have that says, I see we have the same problem.
Exactly, yeah.
And then she responds and says, what's that? And then you respond, you know, a lot of people are hitting on us that we don't really want to talk to.
Oh, I used that out in a bar one time, and because I saw like this, there was this Asian woman, and all these guys were going up to her all night long and getting like shot down, and they went up to her, and I said that, and she looked at me like she couldn't tell if I was joking, if I was serious or whatever, and she like it was really funny. So we talked for like 30 seconds or 40 seconds, and then I took off, and I came back like 10 minutes later. Hey, so what did I miss? Any other, you know, what's going on?
Yeah.
And she was, you know, then she kind of wanted to, like, talk to me a little bit longer, and I, you know, kind of head out and saw my friends, and, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Oh, man, it's the same thing. You know, a lot of the stuff that works online works offline and back and forth. I've kind of applied my natural method to the online world, of course. So, you know, taking all these great things, like when I, you know, walk up to women and say, sorry, I haven't returned your call. I mean, it's just so powerful. You can do that in your subject line. Sorry, I haven't returned your call. Or sometimes I'll say in the subject line, meeting would be great, but I think we should talk first.
Yeah.
Right? And then I just send my phone number.
I don't know if you remember, but when we first started working, I had like all these like email buddies, and you had me write something that I forgot what it was, but it was something like, it was like, so now what? And that was it.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. They were like, oh, we got to go out, or here's my number, call me, blah, blah, blah. And then I actually, you know, I like wouldn't call them for a few days, and they'd be like, how come you didn't call me? Why didn't you call me?
Right.
Blah, 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 you know.
And you turned it around.
Exactly. Or I'd give them my number and say, call me.
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing how that stuff works. I remember when you had a profile that wasn't very powerful, and then we just changed it and changed a few little things in it.
Got a lot more specific.
Then, yeah, you got more specific, and then women actually started reaching out to you. And you weren't specific in, like, a smart-ass kind of way, like, hey, you know, this is what I want, or don't even bother contacting me. You did it in a very powerful way that I thought was fantastic when we worked that out.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, it was... you know, there were some things about attitudes, and then I remember I was like, I even like put down like, you know, the height and, you know, interest, and like got, you know, got really kind of specific. And I was thinking, you know, as I was talking to you, I was like, man, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to, you know, eliminate so many people?
Yeah.
And I was blown away. Like in the first week after that, you know, I started getting emails and I started getting links, and that was crazy because by being more specific, I got actually more interest.
Right. Well, it's connected to just telling them what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, instead of saying, look, I'll take any girl who will talk to me, right?
Right.
And they know that. You're desperate just like every other guy out there. And so you've got to stand out somehow. And, you know, especially to a super hot girl on the internet who gets tons of responses. A rare, a powerful and confident guy is so rare, and a cool guy is so rare, and a mysterious guy is so rare that they jump at it with even more intensity than an average woman.
I always get that. You know, I always get you are, you know, you are so different from every other email that I get, or you're, you know, so different on the phone, or, you know, whatever. And that's really cool because I don't want to be like every other guy. You know, I want to stand out. I want to be different. I want to be that guy that I was, you know, I heard about.
Right. And you're busy, you know.
And I'm
busy. You have your son 4 nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't be like, you know, going out 7 nights a week, and you don't have a lot of time to email back and forth with people that you don't like. And, you know, you got to cut to the chase and just tell them what you want. And I think that you definitely were great at getting over the other thing that men do a lot, and that's act like they're in a relationship before they're in one. They act like they're dating, you know, right away. And then the girl says, oh, you're the provider, so I guess you're the relationship guy, so I will call Brent because he just wants to have sex.
Well, I remember there was one woman who she had told me, like, her last date on Match was some guy who actually flew her in a private plane down to a resort in Mexico where he had a place. And they went and they played golf and then flew back that night.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, you know, the guy, he was really kind of cool, but, you know, no chemistry, no connection, and, you know,
yeah.
I'm not going to see him again.
Yeah.
And then I literally took her, to some, like, dive bar for one drink, and we were back at my place in, like, an hour and 20 minutes.
I love those stories. Those are great, man. Now, that really encapsulates it all right there. Really. That guy did all the work for you, which is what those guys should do, is do all the work, you know.
Exactly.
Can't eliminate them completely.
And I told her, I go, you know, look, if we, and actually before that first day, I was like, look, you know, I don't want to, you know, spend like a lot of time or whatever because we don't know each other and we don't know if we meet. And I was like, listen, if the first date goes well and we get along, I might take you mini golfing. And I was joking because the other guy flew her. The Mexico
right.
To play golf.
Regular golf. That's funny, man. That's almost as good as the story about the born again Christian.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have time for that tonight, but, you know, that's, yours just go on. They're endless. Endless and endless and endless.
Yeah.
So, you know, wow. This has just been great. I think you've come a long way, and I know you've taken a lot of this. Before we end here, I know you take a lot of this to the real world.
Yeah.
And gain the confidence online. So, what's going on lately? Has it been great or?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, you know, I've got some people that I've been seeing on a fairly regular basis, and you know, I think the thing that's really cool about the internet is, you know, it is like it almost is like training wheels. You know,
yeah.
And you can get some experience and you can, you know, go out and do things in kind of like a low risk way. But, you know, it's kind of like once you have the attitude down and that you just go out and you meet people and you're friendly. And, you know, I just go out and, you know, talk to people. Hey, what's up? You know, where are you from? You know, and just have like a good vibe going and just, you know, do exactly the same thing. And it's awesome. And I find actually in person it's a lot easier to control the power. On the online world you got to go through some things to grab the power back. But in the real world you can take it you know right from the beginning and just run with it.
Well, you also don't have any reference point in online. You've never met the person, so
exactly.
You don't know they're going totally direct. You're not even like worrying
about it. My experience with MySpace to date now. Is that if I leave to go meet her, nothing will happen. If she comes here directly, everything will happen.
Huh.
And so I've just gotten to the point now that if they just insist it somewhere else, I'm like, you know what? I don't think this is for us.
You know, Matt, I'm glad you brought that up because that's a belief thing.
Okay.
That's you doing that. That's in your head, right? So that's
it's very possible, but it seems to be. Just repeating itself over and over, it's almost like I'm always suggesting they come here, And if they are fighting me enough along the way to say, no, why don't you meet me in Boca? Why don't you meet me down in Port Lauderdale? Why don't, you know, every single time that I drive 20 minutes, it's like, I don't know if I've given up a certain amount of power, et cetera, but it just, and then there's the whole fact that, like, you know, if she lives with her parents, she lives with the roommates, et cetera, it's always an uncomfortable situation. If I can, I feel like if I can control the situation, it always comes off well. If I don't control it, I end up with some kind of spinoff.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, but you've convinced yourself that that's the reality, that things only happen at your house, and that's the way you do it, and you don't waste any other time on that. And that's great, because that just means you can really create any kind of system you want, any kind of reality that you want for yourself. Like, you know, I don't meet girls out. They come to my place, or that's it. I just don't – there aren't any other options with you, and that's what's great. I mean, you've got that whole direct thing down. Well, that is – you know, that's great. I just remember when I met you, like I said, you seemed to have everything together, but you were struggling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was having, yeah, I mean, I was having a good time. Just, I was still coming from a very needy standpoint. And I, you know, I'll be completely honest with you. I still waver back there sometimes.
Of course.
You know, it's 32 years in the making and 1 year of reversal. It's, you know, but things have come a long way. Just a quick story. The other night, we're here at my house, and I've got a buddy over, and he wants to do something. This girl texts him that she's at this strip club down the way hanging out. And he's like, guys, I hate to tell you, but I'm out of here. This girl just texts me. She's at such and such club. I got to go. And I said, close the door and give me your phone. And just to make a long story short, within 15 minutes, she's at my front door. And it was like six different texts. And the clincher was, oh, he had hurt his foot. And she's like, are you coming? And he's like, you know, she was trying to get him to meet him at another bar. And I said, leg really hurting. Maybe I'll see you there. And then the next one comes in, should I come to you? And there was like two other guys here, and they're just dying on the floor. And he is sitting there, and she calls three times. He doesn't hear the phone ring. Obviously, he would have tried to answer it. And he's like, guy, I got to call her back. She called three times. I was like, do not call her. So I used a Brent. I said, try me again now. Next thing you know, she walks through the front door. And she is pissed. But she's here, you know.
I like what I'm hearing, Matt.
Yeah, that was last week.
Oh, so man.
It was funny.
I like what I'm hearing. Okay, well, we'll get back to you in a minute. We'll get to Ian. Ian, are you still there waiting patiently?
I am, Brent, but I can't stay on for long. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll make this quick. You got like 5 or 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ian, Wow. When I met you, you were a tender 18 years old, weren't you? Or 17? I can't remember.
17, I think, is when I first emailed you.
God, if I knew what I know now with your age, wow, how hot would that be? I mean, I did pretty well, but God, it'd be incredible. Well, I love your email response to me.
Yeah,
recently.
I'm sorry about that.
And,
actually, yeah.
And we get together, and you said, you know, Brent, I'm already committed to letting two girls buy me dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to get back to you. Yeah. I like those kind of problems. You have high-quality problems, you know.
I know.
I often tell guys about you because you have such high-quality problems, and all of our conversations are about issues such as how do you handle breaking up with multiple girls at one time? How do you handle women showing up at your place unannounced for sex? How do you get your friends, your guy friends, to actually like you when you take all their women? I mean, these are the things that you have going on in your life.
Yep. Well, yeah. I mean, like you said before, though, you know, you always are going to have issues whatever level you're at. It's not, you know, you don't get a fix, you don't get to a certain level, and then you feel like all your problems are gone, so.
Yeah. Well, when I first met you, I have to tell you, I was impressed. You know, you're 17 years old, you're a good-looking kid, you're talented. And then most guys would look at you and say, look, you have everything going for you. Why would you need, you know, why are you at this conference? Why are you talking to Brent? Why are you talking to anyone? Because it looks like you can just walk into any place and get women. What was your issue?
my issue
was...
I
know what some of them were, but what was, in your mind, what was everything that was going on there that was the roadblock for you?
Well, confidence was one thing, definitely. It was not being able to get what I wanted, just being very frustrated. Knowing that there had to be something else out there, there had to be a way to be successful, you know. It was really a thing that I knew what I wanted. I knew that there had to be a way to get it. And I was just kind of committed to doing whatever it took to get it, to be able to get there.
Well, you know what?
Lots of issues.
Yeah, you had some stuff going on, and but we worked through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember, there were some. You have great stories. I mean, along the way, as you've been growing, you have great stories.
Mm-hmm.
From going from high school to college, stuff that was happening at the end of your high school year, and stuff that was kind of moving into your college freshman year, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
How is it for you right now?
Things are crazy, man. These two girls, they're going to be back over here again in like 15 minutes, or they're waiting right now. But they bought me dinner. Another girl asked me out to dinner tonight. But really, it's complicated because it's not really the same. Hold on, sorry. Guys, I need 5 minutes.
I love it, man. I love
Sorry.
It. Never, it just amazed me with you.
That's great.
Women waiting for you. This is, like, great.
Yeah, sorry.
No, we didn't set this up, right? I mean, this is just, like...
No, just... More...
Okay.
It's just, again, it's like you say, it's not something that you do. It's who you are.
Yeah. I think that's a major thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I know that there's probably some people in the background, so I may just mention a couple stories. But I remember very succinctly when in your last days of high school and you didn't have a date for the prom.
Mm-hmm.
I know you remember all this because it wasn't that long ago. And I remember that you didn't have a reputation and we created one for you, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Girls actually started, trying to compete for me to see who would be able to take me to prom just because of the reputation we created.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, hey, you know, they said, well, you got to pick one of us because I'm the best.
Right. And they actually, then we said something like a preview of coming attractions. Or
I remember exactly what it was. I remember exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
You said,
and there's like,
you said, why don't you give me a sample of what we're talking about?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, dude, you have some amazing stories, really. And
mm-hmm.
You can't really talk for a while, but...
Yeah, sorry, we'll have to schedule something else or something.
That's that's cool. That's enough for me. I mean, really. I love the fact that, you know, are you getting along with all these guys at school now, or are they still look at you like, hey, he's the guy who has all the women, or...
Oh, man, I still haven't completely gotten over that. I mean, actually, I'm just not caring as much, basically. So, you know, I get past it. But...
Yeah, and what about the girl that kept showing up at your room, the one that was in love with you?
Oh, yeah, there's one girl that showed up over the summer in lingerie at my door, and, you know, it's fine. Then there's another girl, believe it or not, that did that, like, 2 weeks ago.
No, I do believe it.
And she's a Mormon girl, believe it or not. It's just crazy.
I totally believe that.
Yeah,
so just a lot of really, really crazy things are happening, you know. Not a lot of work involved either. I mean, mainly my work is focused on, you know, my piano and that stuff.
Right. So you kind of are like, you kind of do what I do. You just show up, right?
Yeah, and things just happen.
Yeah.
But,
well,
I mean,
I can't say it better myself, really. That is really how it works, isn't it?
Pretty much. It's strange. I think it's more strange to, like, I can imagine guys hearing this and thinking, yeah, right, how can this be? You know, because I was one of them. I was definitely like, I heard this stuff when you first did interviews, and it's like, well, it doesn't make any sense. But when it starts to happen, you just, like, it becomes normal. It's weird.
Yeah, because it doesn't only happen once, does it?
Mm-mm, no, it's consistent. I mean, you have
yeah,
to make
happens
you have
over
to sell yourself.
And over.
Yeah, all the time.
Wow. And how old are you now? 19?
19.
Mm-hmm. Man. You have a lot of fun ahead of you, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thanks to you, man.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
Because I know you want to get to your women. And we should all have such big problems. And thanks, man. And I'm going to keep these other guys on the line for a minute. And, you know, good luck on everything, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good. See ya.
Okay, great. When I'm trying to schedule coaching calls is
that's
the
a
biggest
great,
thing.
That's a great feeling for you when people have dates.
Yeah, it's the big thing for me. The biggest roadblock for us is not, you know, oh, I have a work thing or whatever. It's like, dude, I'm so sorry. I have this girl coming over, and I have to reschedule, or, you know, I've got girls coming over 3 nights this week, and so I have to change
yeah.
the call. You know, I mean, I love hearing it. I don't take it personally at all. I love
great.
The fact that Ian would say, dude, listen, I got to go. You know?
I love that the girls came in the room on him.
I know. It's like nuts.
That's
it's nuts, man. Well, what else is happening to you like this week? And we'll go a couple more minutes.
Oh, man. Last Friday was a very, very emotional day for me, man. It was crazy. I wake up at someone woke me up at like 9 o'clock or 9:30 with the call that my tenants aren't paying. They've decided they're not going to pay. So that was like – sets me off, and I'm like, bad day, you know?
Yep.
So then I have bugs in my house or something, so I had to fog the house.
Right.
Okay? So then I'm out, and I called this girl that I had met a couple years ago. I'd hooked up with her a couple years before, and she just moved into the area. I'd been over there last Friday night. Anyway, she goes, well, she's like, what are you up to? I'm like, oh, I'm driving around, just kind of killing time. Because the fog in my house, she goes, well, let me know if you want to go for a run. I'm like, and this is kind of a little bit of a weird story, but I'm like, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. I was kind of bummed out because the tenant and I had some other issues going on.
And they're fogging your place, so it's not like you could go there and hang out.
Right. Okay. So she says, call me back around 2. I call her at like 2:20. She doesn't pick up the phone. I'm like, that little bitch, you know? And it's like, I know where this is going. And so I leave a message. I'm like, I'm just running to my house to grab my clothes, and I'll come get you. And I take a shower when I get back, you know, air the place out, whatnot. And then I'm like, you know what? I know this is going to end bad, but I called her anyway. That's why I say I sometimes reach out, and I just – it's like you'd think I'd learned my lesson from it, but this has a happy ending.
You know, isn't it amazing that at the point where you know better, you still do it? That's how strong that program is.
Man, it's like, ah. And so she doesn't pick up the second time, and I just leave this – I'm just like, not impressed. So I lose the message I leave, which is reactive. I shouldn't have done it, whatever. So then this other girl had called and asked me and this girl had called me and asked me out for that night, okay? So I'm on my way up to Palm to pick up the rent. The tenants say they are going to pay. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to go get the rent. And I called this girl on the way up and because she had said, well, why don't you come up? And, you know, when you're getting the rent, why don't you come by and we'll hang out? And this is where I get to the, like, I'm not traveling anymore. And
right.
So I get up there. She doesn't answer the phone. And I'm just like, what a little bitch. Anyway, I come back down, and this other girl that I'd met the night before ends up coming over. She's like, I'm in the area. What are you up to? I'm like, I'm having a really bad day. Why don't you come by?
Mm-hmm.
So she comes by, and she's a massage therapist. She gives me this massage. The whole time she's giving me this massage, my phone is going crazy. This girl's having her 21st birthday. She calls and texts at least 4 times in the hour and a half that this girl's there, so much that this girl finally just left.
Yeah.
She was like, I think you got shit to do.
Right.
And I'm just like, I'm still having kind of a shitty day. I'm just like, okay, well, I got a massage. And this girl is just going nuts. And I'm like, what do you fucking want? Anyway, she's like, I need you to come to Palladium. I'm so horny. I'm so drunk. It's my 21st birthday. And I'm like, I go, well, that's what you want. What about Danielle? That's her roommate. Because I'm just like pissed at people in general right now. And she's like, Danielle wants you to come too. And I go, great, text me a confirmation. I go, let me talk to Danielle. She goes, I'm in the bathroom. Danielle's out on the dance floor. I go, great, text me a confirmation from Danielle's phone, and I'll come down.
Right.
And so she calls again. I don't answer. I go, this isn't Danielle's phone, and a text back to her. And so then I get a text from her phone saying, this is Danielle. Come down. C-U-M if you want. And I said, yes, please, but what do you want? And she says, oh, yes. So anyway, I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go down. I get down there. She's hanging out with, like, three or four guys. She starts right in on trying to, like, play, like, these other guys off me or whatever. She's like, as far as you know, these guys think you're my brother. And I was like, well, that's cool. Your brother's going home. And she's like, no. Anyway, within about, I stayed for half hour. It was a real ghetto club. I didn't like it at all. Have a couple beers. And I was like, well, I'm going to get out of here.
Yep.
And her friend was nowhere to be found when I got there. She had left with some guy already.
Right.
And so she's got this other girlfriend there. And they're both young. And her girlfriend, I'm like, well, Jennifer, I'm going to get out of here. Not the Jennifer that you knew from before, but or that you heard about from before. This is a different Jennifer. And I'm like, well, I'm going to get out of here. It sounds like you need to stay and take care of your girlfriend here. Because she's, like, trying to work all these head games on me. Like, I was going to stay with her. Jennifer was going to stay with me. We were going to go home with my friends. Doesn't get off until 4. And I was like, well, great. We'll have him drive you home. Well, he was going to drive Jennifer and I home. Well, great. Well, now you've got a ride, and Jennifer's going to come with me. Well, I can't stay here, but, you know, just typical whatever.
Dude, I'm just getting, like, you know, I'm starting to,
just
listening to it, I'm thinking, my God, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I ended up leaving with her, stayed the night over there, it was great, and a couple great sessions, and I left with a FAU Sports t-shirt on.
Dude, listen, that was way too much work that day for you.
You told me
that story that if I was with you, I'd slap you.
Fuck.
Because, I mean, Jesus Christ.
You're telling me.
What is going on? I mean, you know. I mean, you know all the sticking points there, and what
I know all of them.
And you understand that no one you reached out to got together with you. You get that, right? I mean, that's
understood.
Number one.
Understood.
Okay, so you know. Yep. Again and again, reaching out is not good and never will be good ever again.
Right.
So stop doing it.
Yeah.
Number two, you know, yes, you ended up with someone by default, someone who you finally took a stand with at the end of the night, but it took you freaking long enough. It took you till the end of the night to do it. It's like you were so tired that you just decided to, like, lay it out. You're so exhausted by placating and following people around and trying to kiss some ass or whatever, that you just, like, fell in a lump at the end of the night and you go, whatever, listen, let's go.
Let's get the
fuck out of here. And that's finally what worked, which is what you should have done in the first place. Although, you know, I mean, I understand your place is being flogged and so on, but, you know, I mean, you know, reaching out and it always takes you down a bad road.
Yes.
And, you know, the girl giving you the massage was great. You know, this other girl, I mean, God, dude, anytime a girl texts you and says, I'm at my birthday party, just assume that you are about the 40th man she's called.
Gotcha.
And said or texted and sent that exact text to it. In fact, she probably has sent the exact, she probably cut and pasted that text and has sent it out to lots and lots of guys.
Yeah.
And then you show up like the rest. And now you're back in the place where you used to be, which was, you know, not good. So, you know, but let me just tell you that this is not something that can't be overcome, and it's not something that's unusual because we often fall back on our old habits, and I think you know that. But anyhow, listen, I gotta go, and. I want to thank you for being on the call, and I hope it was helpful. And don't call women. Don't ask them on dates. Have them show up at your house.
Exactly.
All right, and we'll talk soon.
You take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.